Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want our audience to know. I know they hear Steve get on the program, and we do know he has the fans. You know, we get shout-outs for the boys and, you know, what they like his good day. But I want you to know that Steve masterminded. He was the ringleader.
Masterminded. Okay.
Ringleader. Should we say instigator? I mean, this guy. Here I am, Pat.
Looking all sweet and innocent.
I'm out there by
the
pool.
Wearing his nice press jersey. And
I'm watching the children enjoy themselves swimming. I mean, beautiful day. They have floats in there, and they're throwing the ball. And then I'm enjoying, the children are having fun. And I get a chance to rest and fellowship with family and just the church just gathering. I mean, just beautiful. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get hijacked.
Hijacked, he says.
I get lifted off. I mean, just right out of my feet. I mean, if you could see this.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just lifted up and I turn
what
around.
What happened, man?
I
what
turn
happened?
Around and Steve, Pat, Steve.
Uh-huh. Mr. Innocence.
Mr. Innocent is lifting me up, and he is...
Off the ground.
Off the ground. All of a sudden, then, as soon as he... Everyone starts coming. See?
No, I want to say that. I mean, there was full family support.
I think, yes.
From what I remember, I believe there was a crowd being like, I got his keys. I got his wallet. I got his phone. Now, I know John very, very strategically just kind of jumps in the middle of the story. So we'll rewind a little bit because if my memory serves me correctly, I believe we were enjoying some apple pie sitting on the couch and John says, hey, I'm going to throw you in the pool. So
I would say
if
that.
You
I
get outside, you got to watch out for yourself because you're going to get thrown in the pool. So I was like, okay, great.
Well, all I noticed, Pat. Yes, see, Pat. Look, all I noticed, Pat, is that he had this long winter coat on, you know, and then
please,
and then he came out with these shorts, these board shorts, and I'm like, where is he going?
Where's Speaking it? Of shorts, those yeah. were interesting.
We are
interesting
in Florida.
Flavor.
Yeah, man.
I went real flowery.
Yeah, real flowery. I mean, he just came on out. He was ready.
Hawaiian. And
yeah, he
Donna,
was.
Donald, those were great. Never mind.
She hooked
I won't
him
even
up.
Go there.
He had an extra pair.
She did. She hooked me up.
And he jumped
Thank
in.
Thank you, Donna, by the
so
way.
So she
Thank
was
you.
In on it then.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Because then, you know, we're outside, like I said. And all before, I saw my light flash before my eyes. That's all I got to say. I saw my light flash before my
eyes. I was very concerned for you.
So concerned.
While he was sitting at the table doing
We haven't got to him yet. We haven't got to him yet. So I knew, I mean, I started laughing so hard because I knew, oh my goodness, I'm about to get thrown in here. So I just could not stop
start
laughing.
Emptying your pockets.
Oh, I could not stop laughing. But I knew that as long as I was holding on to my phone, I knew that I was not going to go in. I knew that.
Right. Thank you, Teresa.
So they are,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, my wife, my son, they are literally.
I know they weren't helping you.
No, they wanted me to be in that water.
They were just laughing it up.
Dude, they were ripping my arm off of my phone.
I was laughing with them. It was a very enjoyable time.
Tickling me. I mean, everything they can to get me in that water. But, you know, as finally I could not just defend myself any longer, I just said, I'll surrender. I'll surrender myself
here. It didn't have to be that way. It could have been an enjoyable experience.
I get thrown, heaved, if you will, into this water. And then starts to dawn on me, starts to really hit me, that no one came to my defense, Steve.
That was a display of love, man.
Pat, where was he? Where was he?
Dude, you were enjoying it.
He was spectating.
I didn't want to.
Hey,
he was supporting.
That up.
At one time, I look around as I'm getting ready to be thrown in. And he's outside. You know, I hadn't seen him outside one time, but he's outside.
I think he was videotaping.
No, actually, I was in
the
screener room.
I believe he was videotaping.
I did not dare open that door.
You knew you were next.
Oh.
You knew you were next.
As a matter of fact, I believe there was probably 7, 8, or 9 people videotaping that.
Oh, my goodness. It was William Strang.
I think Greg was actually with the camera as well.
Yeah, he was enjoying it.
And I'm pretty sure he was laughing, too. So we were there with you all
Actually, he was like, he's old. Be careful. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Put him down. Don't hurt him.
Don't break him.
But, yeah. But, you know.
John got thrown in the pool.
If you have any suggestions on how we could.
No, wait, don't be.
Bless
these. Don't be inviting other people. Come on now.
Feel free to get in contact with us. But, and I noticed that Chris didn't do anything either. He didn't even come to the screen room. He just.
He knew better.
He stayed.
He stayed inside.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't start the fight either, so he didn't try to tell other people what he was going to do.
He's staying in his lane. He was staying in his lane. My goodness.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.